Soldier Girl, written by Annie Murray, read by Penelope Freeman. Revale. Chapter 1, December 1940. Molly was sitting on a bench at the back of the rowdy pub, squeezed in beside George, the bloke she was walking out with, and a bunch of others, nearly all men. She had so much to drink that all the faces were blurring into each other like in a bad dream. Behind her, the windows were swathed in black. George was a pale, stringy man, his hair slicked back, eyes mean and glassy after all the drinking. His mood had turned ugly.
"You not worth it. You no good, you ain't," he snarled. "I want a proper woman, not a freak like you."
"Right," Molly thought. "I'm off." She stubbed out her cigarette and pulled herself up from the table, making it rock the way her head was rocking inside.
"Whoa, steady on, you silly cow. You'll have everything over."
"You off, Moll?" a kinder voice asked from among the crowd. "Mind how you go. Do you want someone to walk with you?"
"No," she managed to say. "Ta, Fred."
"You don't want to go with her," George sneered. "You don't know what you might catch."
Cursing under her breath, Molly pushed past George, holding onto the backs of chairs, desperate to get out now. The mocking voices followed her.
"Look at the state of her."
"Do you think he'll make it home?"
"Crying shame, ain't it, with her looks. Could have been a beauty queen."
Molly pushed the door too hard and almost fell outside, spilling light onto the pavement.
"Get that door shut. We'll have that sodding warden round else. Don't you know there's a war on?"
"It's a miracle the sirens ain't got off tonight."
The air was damp and shockingly cold after the sweaty fug of the pub. Molly rallied and kicked the door shut so that the frame shuddered.
"Bugger the lot of you," she tried to yell.
She wanted to shout a whole lot of other things which boiled up inside her, but all that came out was a mumbled stream of rubbish. She felt terrible suddenly, her insides heaving. Thinking she was about to be sick, she leaned back against the pub wall, groaning, breathing in gulps of air to try and stop it. After a few moments, the nausea subsided, but the sickness in her belly was nothing compared with that in her heart. The mocking voices echoed in her head.
"Course you only have to look at that mother of hers."
George's face twisted with contempt. She closed her eyes, leaning into the pub wall. Loathing filled her. For all of them in there. For the mean, bomb-damaged Birmingham streets, the mizzling rain, and most of all for herself. Filthy, fast, ugly little Molly Fox. For she did feel small out there, all alone under the night sky. All alone with what Iris had said to her, what she'd blurted out that evening.
"Must get along. I'm not drunk," she insisted to an invisible audience.
The street was deserted. The others in the pub were waiting for time to be called. Staggering, Molly felt her way along, holding on to walls, rebounding off them as her legs took her in unexpected directions. A jittering finger of light passed by on the other side of the street, and she realised it was a torch. For a second, its light flickered over the white-painted edge of the pavement.
"Hey, you!" she shouted. "You cowin' well stop and listen to me!"
She wagged a finger furiously at the departing light. She didn't know exactly what she wanted from them, except that they should do what she ordered. But they were gone, ignoring her. Rage bubbled up in her, then seeped away, leaving her desolate. Thoughts came and went, but she couldn't hold on to them. It was too quiet. Houses were muffled in black. She caught the low sound of voices, the